This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Ixl threatens May 4th disconnection for Lakewood business owner who opted out of a smart meter. Karen Gorday says she spent 2 years refusing an Ixl smart meter. A letter received April 22nd gave her 12 days to accept a new meter or lose electric service. Ixl's own published opt-out policy confirms disconnection is the stated consequence for customers who refuse both meter types. A Lakewood small business owner says she has 12 days to accept a new Ixl Energy electric meter or have her service cut off, the latest turn in a 2-year standoff she describes as the utility wearing down its remaining holdouts. Karen Gorday, owner of Radiant Painting and Lighting, told listeners on The Kim Monson Show Thursday that she opened a letter from Ixl Energy on April 22nd, stating she must upgrade to a smart meter or be disconnected on May 4, 2026. Gorday has refused a smart meter on her property for roughly 2 years and said the letter arrived without any new notice period or appeal option. Gorday quoted the letter as saying, "You must upgrade to a smart meter, or we're disconnecting your service on May 4th. You want to talk about tyranny?" The letter itself is private correspondence. Gorday texted a photo of it to Kim Monson the previous evening and described its contents on air. The substance of the ultimatum, however, tracks published Ixl policy. Ixl Energy's Colorado Non-Communicating Meter Information Sheet, publication number 22-10-625, states plainly, "Installation of a smart meter or a non-communicating meter is required to avoid interruption of your electric service. On what Ixl offers and what it charges." Under that published policy, Colorado residential and small commercial customers who refuse the two-way smart meter can request a non-communicating meter, which Ixl reads manually each month. Customers in the Metro Denver and Boulder areas pay a monthly charge of $11.84 per meter for the manual read. Customers elsewhere in Colorado pay $23.64 per month. Ixl's own information sheet contains a typographical inconsistency, with paragraph text reading $23.84 and the itemized fee box reading $23.64. The fee box figure is used here. A customer who accepts a smart meter first and later changes course pays an additional $46 trip charge to swap in a non-communicating meter and another $46 charge to swap it back if the customer opts back in or moves. Those figures appear on the same Ixl information sheet and are independently summarized on the Town of Superior, Colorado government page, which also notes that customers are automatically enrolled in time-of-use pricing after a smart meter is installed. On a rollout near the finish line, Ixl began installing smart meters across its Colorado service territory in 2021 as part of its Advanced Grid Initiative, a program the utility said in its Overview Meters Information Sheet was expected to be completed in 2024. Over 4 million customers across 8 Ixl states currently use older one-way automated meter reading devices, which Ixl says will be replaced as the Advanced Grid is built out. Gorday's April 2026 letter arrives nearly 2 years after that target date as the utility works through its remaining holdouts. Gorday said she intends to accept a non-communicating meter as a compromise, but remains skeptical that the distinction holds up over time. Gorday said, "I think that I can get away with a quote-unquote non-communicative meter, but the problem is, those non-communicative meters can be upgraded to smart meters, and you'll never know." Gorday went further, telling listeners she believes the non-communicating meter hardware is physically compatible with a later smart meter conversion. She said it will have, like, that empty cavity inside for the transmitter, and they can just install that at any time, and you'll never know because you can't take the face off of your meter. That technical claim was not independently verified. Ixl's own information sheets describe non-communicating meters only as meters that do not have the capability to communicate remotely, requiring the meter to read manually, and do not address whether the chassis can accept a later RF module. Published opt-out descriptions from other utilities, including the Sacramento Municipal Utility District and Puget Sound Energy, describe non-communicating meters as a distinct hardware class without onboard wireless communication components. on a second voice, a similar pattern. Gorday is not the only Ixell customer to publicly describe repeated pressure after formally opting out. A customer account posted on EngageDora, a public engagement platform run by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, describes being redispatched by successive contractors over months after requesting a non-communicating meter and agreeing to pay the monthly fee, though that customer's case involved a 2-meter solar setup in which contractors repeatedly arrived with the wrong equipment. That customer wrote, "I believe they just keep on doing this because they think they'll wear us down and we let them put their new smart meter in." Kim Monson said on air that she had accepted a non-communicating meter on her own home and that Ixell came out 3 or 4 times to try to change it to a smart meter before settling into a monthly manual read routine. On the pricing story already told. The smart meter rollout is the same infrastructure that enables the time-of-use pricing regime Ixell customers now see on their bills. The Kim Monson Show has previously reported on Ixell time-of-use pricing and smart meter data, and Monson used Gorday's segment to connect the meter question to a separate concern over the Colorado Public Utilities Commission, which regulates Ixell and is the subject of a pending sunset review bill covered elsewhere on the show. Gorday, a Lakewood civic activist who is also working on what she called Phase 2 of the Lakewood Plan on Zoning and Property Rights, was scheduled to testify via Zoom later that afternoon at the Colorado Capitol on House Bill 26-1114, a lot-splitting measure. She said it was her first time testifying before the legislature. As of the broadcast, Gorday had not announced whether she would accept a smart meter, a non-communicating meter, or let the May 4th deadline pass. And now, Kim's perspective. A regulated monopoly utility telling a Lakewood homeowner that her power will be cut off in 12 days unless she accepts a meter she has refused for 2 years is a definition of tyranny. This is what happens when a private company enjoys a government-granted monopoly and a captive regulator. Karen Gorday is not freeloading. She has offered to pay the monthly manual read fee so Ixell can still do its job, and Ixell has decided that is not enough. The smart meter is the gateway to time-of-use pricing, to appliance-by-appliance surveillance of how a family lives inside its own home, and eventually to direct utility control over when a customer is allowed to cool the house or run the dryer. Coloradans deserve an electric utility that serves customers, not one that punishes them for declining to be monitored. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.